Going live, you're live. What's up, everyone? Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live from New York City. I am back from Green Bay. It took way longer than it should have to arrive back here in the land of the city that never sleeps. Hello to everyone in the comments and the chat. How are you? Hey, how's Devontae? Ishmael? Matt LaFleur said he's day-to-day. We'll see what that portends as far as his availability for Sunday down in Dallas. We won't get our first injury report until Wednesday afternoon. So we'll see. We're okay, people. That's my favorite comment of the day, actually. Do you think the Smiths will feast with Tyron Smith likely out? Sean, I don't know about feast. I think the Cowboys will have a good plan as far as trying to get the ball out of Dak Prescott's hands quickly. Playing at home should help them as well. I do think that is a major blow for the Cowboys, though. If and when they do get into obvious passing downs, third and long, etc., that does allow Mike Patton to get after it quite a little bit, including putting pressure there on the left side. But we'll see. We'll see what kind of game plan Dallas has coming into this game, because they simply can't drop Dak Prescott back 40, 50 times. And obviously their running game would, coupled with the struggles the Packers have had stopping the run these last couple weeks, makes you think the game plan here will be obvious. Lots of Zeke early and often, stay in manageable second and third, and move the chains with Randall Cobb, funnily enough. Will the Packers be able to limit Zeke's production? Jeff, that's a really good question. Obviously there's a lot to go that's going to go into it. I think they have the ability to get better than what we've seen the last few weeks, but I don't think there's any way they can completely limit Zeke in a game down in their place. He's going to get his. The question is to not let him, you know, help them put points on the board. It's okay if he gobbles up yards, but once they get into, you know, 30-plus, they have to tighten up, especially on the back end, because they'll try and run play action, trying to get things open over the middle. Prescott's improved greatly since the last time the Packers faced him. So it's going to be a real challenge for Pettine and company. Did Pettine sell out on the run in the second half against the Eagles and they still couldn't stop it? Hillary, not necessarily. He did go heavy more than he went with nickel, which is, I've seen that a lot online coming off of that game, is the grousing about how they use a lot of light personnel. And actually, they went heavy more so than any other game up to this point. That said, I don't really think it was a question of he sold out to stop the run and got taken and they still couldn't stop it. They had a lot of bad steps on the defense, whether it was the linebackers reading keys wrong, whether it was guys getting upfield and reading rather than attacking. You saw them taken advantage of in a lot of wham and or counter type runs where guys are coming up the field and then there's a tight end come smashing down that they're not expecting, or a pulling guard that knocks them off course. And that opened up some big, big holes that they took advantage of, obviously. Those are things that are correctable. Again, I don't see them ever being able to completely shut Zeke down. But they can certainly play better than they have these last few weeks. John, Thomas, thank you so much for the super chat. Will your podcast be returning sometime soon? It will. I've been waiting to get LaFleur on. He was supposed to be on while I was in Green Bay, and then it got bumped, and then it was supposed to be on Saturday, and then my travel got all screwed up. I've been trying to get a big-time guest on for the podcast, etc., but it will be. I'll be back. I was going to do the breakdown, and then that got screwed up. So much going on in the land of Cheesehead TV, but yes, the podcast will return sooner rather than later. William Thompson, thank you so much for the super chat. Can you say hi to Joe from Boston? He loves Cheesehead TV. William, from your chat to these microphones, can you say hi to Joe? Joe from Boston, what's up? Thanks for checking out Cheesehead TV. Really nice of you. You hear Matt LaFleur say lack of execution or gap control on defense. Do you believe that, or a lack of a middle linebacker? I think it's more the, you know, more the former than the latter. Although Blake Martinez could play better, there's no doubt about that. He could use a running mate. There's no doubt about that. I saw that DJ Swearinger was released today. by the Arizona Cardinals. That's a possibility. Oh, look who's here. Look who decided to show up. This guy. It's like he's working or something. Hanging out.
Just... The Eagles are dirty.
And the Eagles are dirty, according to Corey Behnke. And I can't say I disagree. Jim Schwartz calling that defense. He's got a history. But as I was saying, DJ Swearinger could fit the Raven Green mold much more so than the guys they have remaining on the squad. Brian Gutekunst wanted to sign him years ago. Ted said no. Brian Gutekunst did put in a waiver claim on him last year when he was cut when the Redskins wanted to make room for HaHa Clinton Dix. So I would think there's a possibility he brings him in, but we'll see. That being said, maybe B.J. Goodson gets some more playing time, although I haven't seen anything to make me think that he's going to be part of a solution to any kind of defense, but we'll see. The guys just need to play better, and they need to play more detailed, more disciplined, better technique, and that should help solve a lot of the issues, much more so than any kind of personnel change. How's Barnett not suspended? That's a great question. It's the NFL, man. 345 Park Avenue will always remain a mystery to me. Calder Michael Finley. Ooh, baby. Did this game remind you of past Packer teams? Can't run the ball. Defense can't make a stop. Receivers dropping the balls. 4-12 running around doing everything. Receivers didn't drop a ton of balls. Let's be clear here. They were really productive on offense. In that sense, yeah. I mean, if you're talking about drops, Jimmy Graham just needs to put two hands on the ball, maybe as a touchdown. But, you know, he was very productive, as was Davante Adams, and MVS had a few nice catches, although he did have a drop. And Geronimo had some insane catches. So I wouldn't say it was dropping balls so much as, yeah, they weren't able to run the ball, but you knew that coming in. That was the kind of defense you were up against. They were one of the best run-stopping defenses in the league. So why you insisted on pounding your head into the brick wall every first down is beyond me. Did the Saints provide the blueprint to beating the Cowboys? Play in New Orleans. You know? Yeah, no. That's not a blueprint at all. What the Saints do down in New Orleans has little to do with what the Packers can do as far as trying to limit the Cowboys offense. The running game is abysmal, all caps, lots of exclamation points. Well, Dan, it's not productive. I'll say that. And it needs to get more productive if they're going to get into some of the play action stuff that can be very useful and effective in this offense. Hey, someone's calling me. Sorry, guys. But that said, I think it will get better with time, especially with Elgton Jenkins in there. It's not going to get better this week, though. I'll tell you that. That defensive front for the Cowboys will limit them once again. Heard it here first. More Ty Summers. It's a possibility, Ryan. You saw him flying around this summer. You worry about all those missed tackles, but you certainly would like to see the athleticism and the pursuit, no doubt about it. Need some more Danny Vitale running the ball. Justin, I love that they used him in a bunch of one-back sets. They didn't really feature him in that regard. Rodgers gave him a short yardage kind of up the middle for 2 yards or something there in the first half. But yes, I agree. I would like the ball in his hands more. Maybe not even as a runner. I'd like to see him utilized in the passing game more. We saw it day in and day out this summer, but so far through the first quarter of the season, it's been few and far between as far as opportunities for Danny Vitale. How many White Castle burgers can I eat? Too many. What grade would you give Rodgers on Thursday Night Football? This past Thursday? I'd give it an A-. Would have liked to have seen a little bit better production in the red zone, but some of that's him, some of that's the receivers, etc. If Tay is out Sunday, does Graham get more targets and maybe more reps outside than past games? That's a really good question, Zach, as far as splitting him out, using him more as an X or a Y. That's a possibility. That said, I think they will lean on MVS, Geronimo. Hopefully, Kumaro comes back from this shoulder injury. LaFleur did say he was trending in the right direction, so maybe he finally sees the field. But we'll see. More base defense coming this Sunday. AG, I don't know. That's a really good question. I know it, some of it is going to be dependent on how the Cowboys play, obviously. I do think they will try to get the Packers into nickel and dime and then try to run it. But it's a very good possibility that we see more three down linemen like we did as the game went on against the Eagles. More Bob Tonyan, and if Adams can't go, Jordan, I hope so. Got to get that guy involved. I think he can be a weapon for him. How did you rate Jair's game? Jeffrey seemed to get open on him, and Jeffrey didn't look fast at all. Got open once or twice, but he didn't do anything once he got open. Anytime these guys catch balls on the Packers' defensive backs, they're usually stopped in their tracks. No one's going to stop somebody every single time. I thought Jair had a pretty good game, actually. Nagler, do you think the Packers need more beef up front? Not really. I think they've got what they need. They just need to play better. Don't forget, I always think back to the year that the Colts went on their run to the Super Bowl. They had a historically bad run defense that year. And it was, I mean, it was abysmal and through the regular season. And then, you know, a couple things. They got Bob Sanders back. And they turned around during the playoffs to becoming, they had basically three of the greatest playoff run defense games ever in the history of the league. Obviously, that's an oversimplification, but it's just to point out that it's not always like you have to be big up front or you have to run blitz every down to stop the run. You just have to play better. You just have to play sounder. You just have to play with better technique. And I think that's where the Packers are at. They should be able to improve with what they have on hand. Now, does that mean Brian Gutekunst won't be out looking for stuff? Won't be, you know, going through the waiver wire, calling teams about possible trades, etc.? No, of course not. He will be doing that. That is his job. But I do think they can improve with what they have on hand. I saw a lot of holds it's Thursday night that didn't get called. What do you think? That's football. It happens every single play, pretty much. Are we missing Montrevious Adams? I think a bit. I don't think he's the answer, so to speak, but I do think that his presence will help them. Now, he was there 3 games ago, and they still got run on, but it wasn't kind of the gashing that we saw these last 2 weeks. I do think he will help. His first step, his quickness is definitely an asset as far as blowing things up and wreaking havoc on some of these designed runs where we have pulling guards or, you know, wham blocks from the tight end, et cetera. If you've got a 300 pounder up, you know, 2 yards upfield already in the offensive backfield as you're taking and trying to hand the ball off, yeah, that tends to knock things off schedule. And more than anything, that's what the Packers need. They need disruption up front. They need things that are going to take the offense out of their rhythm in the run game. Because, right, these last 2 weeks, these offenses have been basically able to, you know, write it up on the chalkboard and go, this is how we run and run it. And they've done that. They've got to blow things up front. Charlotte, North Carolina loves Nagler Nation. Well, thank you very much. If you guys like what we do at Cheesehead TV, please subscribe to the YouTube channel. Corey's on my ass about getting more subscribers. So please, Jesus, help me. We're going to be like coming up with ads. We're going to be like probably hiring a plane and like having one of those things over Lambo, like subscribe to Cheesehead TV. I mean, please, God, help. Subscribe. Tell your friends to subscribe. Start a YouTube account for your mother and make her subscribe. That's all I'm asking. Please. Madden challenge Nagler versus Bayless. Everybody knows I'd smoke that fool. Come on. Saul is here to yell at you all that Zeke will feast on our D-line. I don't know about all that. Just relax there, kid. We are overreacting to Eagles' loss. Fix the special teams kickoffs, convert short yardage and goal line. We will be fine. I don't disagree, Boomer. I just be careful when you say we, because I'm certainly not overreacting to the loss to the Eagles. We are missing the point. We are still in first place. Gary, I agree with that. 3-1. I actually thought they'd be 3-1 at this point. I just thought the loss would come in Chicago rather than Green Bay to the Eagles. But, you know, there are things definitely that you look at and you think, okay, that's a concern. You need to fix that, i.e. the run defense, the play calling slash execution in the red zone. These are things that obviously need to be looked at. Undoubtedly, LaFleur is. But yeah, I like where they're at the moment. First place is fine. Continue to get better. That's the whole point. You cut up the season into fourths. That first fourth played pretty damn well. First place. They got a good start on the season. I got this, you know, next quarter to go. Let's see how they do. William, thanks for the super chat. BJ Raji was spotted outside Ticket King. You know why? Because he needed some Packer tickets for family and friends because he could probably get his own whenever he needed to. But his family and friends needed some. So he said, you know what? I'm going to go to the guys that have been around since 1992. They're located conveniently right across from Lambeau Field. But if you're not in Green Bay, don't worry about it. You can go to cheeseheadtv.com, click on the link there on the homepage or any of our pages to Ticket King. They've got all your Packer ticket needs taken care of, both home games and away games. And hey, if the Packers are lucky enough to get into the postseason, they got those for you too. Ticket King at cheeseheadtv.com. Is there really any truth to the Diggs wanting out rumors? That's a great question. No idea. I mean, wouldn't you if you were him and Kirk Cousins was throwing you the football? Come on. Was MVS subdued and wrapped from behind by the Eagles DB on that INT? Yes. What would it take to get Diggs to the Packers? A miracle. Lazard and Shep going to have a chance this week? Jack, I hope so. I really hope Shepard gets some run, man. We saw Lazard on the field a bit during the Eagles game, and he's been utilized these last couple weeks, actually. He hasn't been really productive, but I don't think Rodgers has really looked at him much. But, man, I hope they use Shepard. I think his speed could really help open things up. Now, obviously, they were very productive against the Eagles, but a lot of that was Devontae Adams, and his, you know, availability is in question. I hope Shepard gets a lot of practice time this week, and I hope he gets some opportunities down in Dallas. Is Campbell on the roster or the PUP? Ryan, he's on PUP. He's not eligible to come off for 2 more weeks. Actually, he's eligible to be activated in 2 weeks, and then they can make the decision whether to put him on the 53-man roster or put him on IR after that. William, thanks for the super chat. Who wins, White Castle or Kroll's West? Oh, Kroll's West, please. Come on. It's not even a question. Bakhtiari or Clifton? Ooh, Josh, that's a really good question. Probably Bakhtiari. And I love Chad Clifton. I think Bakhtiari is more athletic. Can utilize him different, more ways. Perfect ban for the rest of 19 season for the helmet hit. Thank God. That guy does not belong on a football field. Go do whatever you want to do and ruin your life. Stop ruining other people's lives. DDS squad transplants this week. You bet. Wednesday, right here in this here studio. 5 o'clock Eastern. Be there. Corey Banky throwing it down. Zachary Green, Swearinger. I talked about that at the top. That is a distinct possibility given that Gutekunst wanted to sign him a few years ago and Ted said no. And then Gutekunst put a waiver claim in on him last year when the Redskins let him go when they signed HaHa Clinton Dix. So he clearly still got the hots for the guy. So I would tend to think there's a possibility that call gets made. Would you trade for Corey Davis still or no? Sean, I know Zachary, my old buddy here at Cheesehead TV, who is now with Packer Report, had posited that on Twitter a few weeks ago. And yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. Now, the key there is that he said for a 6-round pick. If it was a 6-rounder, yeah, I'd ship that out. If we're talking like a 2nd or a 3rd rounder, hell no, I would not make that trade. But for a 6-round pick, a guy who's played in LaFleur's system for a year, yeah, I'd go do that. Julia, oh no, I'm late to this. Well, don't worry. It records, so you can play it back. How's the O-line? Well, Brian Bulaga is dealing with that shoulder. We'll see if he's ready to go. We won't get an injury report until Wednesday afternoon. King had a great game versus the Eagles. I hope he's up for Sunday. Nicholas, I hear you, man. I thought he had one of his better games as a Packer. He allowed 1 or 2 receptions, but for the most part, he had an awesome game. And I'm with you, man. I really hope that groin doesn't keep him out, although those can be tricky. And you know how conservative the Packers have been historically. So I'm not hopeful, but we'll see. Nagler's never right. Will Adams play? Travis, way too early to tell. LaFleur called it day-to-day. Earlier today, we won't get any kind of indication as far as the injury report goes until Wednesday afternoon. Whole lot of B.J. Goodson since he has experience playing the Cowboys. It's a possibility. We'll see. Any word if Gallup might play? No word. Anxious to see Dexter Williams active this week. Mike, you have to think that's a distinct possibility given that Jamal Williams is in the concussion protocol. After that hit last week, I'd be shocked if they threw him out there against the Cowboys on Sunday. More Vitaly. Travis, we talked about that a little bit before, but I totally agree. Has anyone overplayed their cards like Josh Jones did this offseason, still unemployed? Woo, Brandon, yeah. Dexter Williams breakout game. Who knows? It's a possibility. Should someone else get some of Will Redmond's reps? Yes, I would think Josh Jackson would be a possibility, but we'll see. Redmond's hurt now, too, so there's a distinct possibility that that'll happen. Think Turner kicks out to tackle. Zachary, that is a distinct possibility. Obviously, Alex Light has had his struggles against the Eagles. You have to think things only get tougher down in Dallas when the noise and the crowd doesn't work for you. So maybe that's a possibility. We'll see what Bulaga's prognosis is on Wednesday. What accounts for Kumerow not being used, especially in the slot? Harold, he's been down. He hasn't been active with a shoulder injury these last 2 weeks. LaFleur did indicate that he's trending in the right direction, so hopefully maybe we see him practicing on Wednesday. Cobb is going to shred us. Oh, I love it. Now we're all afraid of Cobb when, you know, I know not you in particular, fair commenter, but the vocal minority wanted Cobb out of town, and now all of a sudden it's, oh my God, Cobb's going to kill us. Which is kind of funny. How's Fac been rushing? Fackrell, do you mean, Matt? Fair to Midland. Nothing special. Hasn't had any hustle sacks that I've seen, or even possibilities that I've seen. But he hasn't been on the field a whole lot. He's been playing more lately. But yeah, I haven't. You've seen Kyler Fackrell, basically. I firmly believe Nagler's sometimes right, Josh. It's a bold call. It's a bold call to put out in public. And with that, I'm going to jump. But thank you so much for all the questions. I'm sorry if I couldn't get to yours. They do come by fast and furious. I'll be back tomorrow and every day this week chatting with you guys here on the YouTube channel. Please subscribe. Tell your friends to subscribe. Tell your mom to subscribe. And I'll be back tomorrow, barring any breaking news, which I always jump on for you guys. And as we talked about before, Wednesday, 5 p.m., Packer Transplants Live. Don't miss it. Going to be a hoot. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a good night.